better come on in my kitchen. There's hard to be raining out
door. Come over here, kid, will you, sir? You never know, you might have to cook for 20 guys someday. You see, you start out with a little bit of oil, and you fry some garlic.
It's
and you throw in some tomatoes, tomato paste, you fry it, you make sure it doesn't stick. And you got it to a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. Huh? And a little bit of wine. A little bit of sugar.
Delicious.
And that's my trick.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing you people talk about food, food, food. That's all anybody ever talks about is prosciutto, cheese, and fava beans. I'm drowning here.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
We're not even engaged yet.
When you're married, you'll understand the importance of fresh produce.
I eat with gusto, damn your bet, my country tis of thee. I eat for social progress, I eat for victory.
Delicious.
Stay hungry, stay hungry, stay hungry.
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, the wine country's most delicious hour. How you doing this evening? Nice day, huh? I sat outside at a restaurant this afternoon, had a glass of wine, bought some vegetables at the little farmer's market there. It felt like spring. And it's indeed, spring is on the way. All the daffodils everywhere. Well, we have a really great show tonight and a really full show. We are going to be talking with a return guest, Evelyn Cheatham from Worth Our Weight Culinary Apprenticeship Program. Two of the apprentices are here, as is Carrie Brown of Jimtown Store. But before we get going on the main topic, I'm going to introduce Carrie first, and we're going to talk about the Haitian Voodoo Flag Raffle, because I just can't wait to hear. It's a benefit for Mercy Corps, and Mercy Corps, well, here, just their mission. They exist to alleviate suffering, poverty, and oppression by helping people build secure, productive, and just communities. So what's going on with the Voodoo Flag Raffle?
Oh, well, first of all, I've always wanted a voodoo flag. Always, always.
I don't know if I've ever seen one.
Well, and I meant to bring it. I'm so sorry. But after all, this is radio, so I'll do my best to describe it. And they are essentially banners that are sequined, and they have a lot of symbolism and wonderful imagery. So this particular one is kind of a, I don't know if he's a cow or a goat. I'm unsure, but he's a horned animal, and there are flowers, and it's just super colorful and absolutely stunning. Anyway.
What, about what size is a
voodoo
flag?
Let's see. Maybe 2x3, something like that. So a friend of mine who deals in all kinds of wonderful art from Mexico and the Americas, and anyway, he had a few that he was selling off, part of his collection, and I was able to obtain two of them, and I thought, wow, you know what? I'm going to raffle off one for Haiti. And so, and I'm keeping the other one. Anyway, so I thought, how appropriate to give something fantastic that people might not know about, and I'm not really quite sure what it all means, but I don't think that matters. It's just a beautiful object.
Folk art.
Folk art.
Yeah, folk art.
And so I heard this great story on NPR about Mercy Corps, and they said, look, what we're doing right now is we are hiring people. We're giving them jobs. And really all we have to do for them right now is sweeping the streets. And people are lined up. They want to work so desperately. And I feel like everyone's given to the Red Cross. And I know they probably need more. But jobs are a perfect, perfect thing.
Yeah.
So I decided to make this very affordable, $5 for two tickets, and we will raffle it off. You don't need to be present, March 31st.
And people stop by Jimtown Store to get tickets?
Yes.
Well, that is a Jimtown store. In case you don't know, it's on Highway 128, Alexander Valley, 6706, to be specific. And as usual, on Mouthful, we'll give you all the contact information at the end of the hour. So get your pencils and papers ready. Well, that is such a great idea, Carrie. It's brilliant. It really is. And is the flag on display at the store?
Yes, it is, right when you walk in the door.
Oh, great.
And I have a few other fun Haitian things made by artisans that I bought to support them as well.
Oh, great. So what a great excuse for a field trip up to Alexander Valley. And you had another great idea. You're full of great ideas this year, and it's only February. There's a benefit coming up for Worth Our Weight. It is on March 11th. It takes place at Rialto Cinemas Lakeside. It is a screening of Faubourg Treme, The Untold Story of Black New Orleans. The producer, the co-director, writer, producer, and the third producer will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be all kinds of good food, and it's a benefit for Worth Our Weight. So tell me about this.
Well, I saw the film last year, and I was completely taken. It's this fantastic story of a newspaperman, Lolis Ellis, who's been the food writer for the Times-Picayune for the last 20-some years. He's also one of the founders of the Southern Foodways Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided that he was going to move into the Faubourg Treme, which is this old neighborhood.
I love that name. I had dinner at Is it Degas, Restaurant Degas? I think it's Restaurant Degas, right on the edge of it, when I was there last year, and I hope to go back.
Well, I do too. And it's the oldest free black neighborhood in the country, and it was sort of fallen on hard times. This is before Katrina in the 90s, and a lot of, you know, sad crack and just sort of sadness. And he thought, you know what? This neighborhood deserves attention. And I think that I'm going to buy one of these houses, I'm going to fix it up, and we're going to make a film about it. And so he and his fellow New Orleans native friend, Don Lodson, decided to do a film. And Wynton Marsalis is one of the executive producers. And it's all about his going into this neighborhood, finding this old home, and all these amazing craftsmen and then who help him do it, and then learning and researching the history of the neighborhood. And it's fantastic. So I saw it. I thought, wow. And I thought, let's get this film and get everyone here.
Now, where did you see it? Did you see it at the Tribeca Film Festival?
No, I didn't. I saw it in Healdsburg at Jeff and Susan Mall's home.
Oh, okay.
Last year.
Uh-huh.
And Lolis was here as well.
Uh-huh. So. Well, what a great thing. So, Evelyn, you guys are going to be, there's going to be food that night?
There's going to be lots of food.
Talk about that.
Well,
all of you, jump on in. I should say we have with us two of Evelyn's apprentices. We have Nick Wilkinson.
Hello.
Welcome. And we also have Daniel Wyatt. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
So talk about what's going to be happening food-wise.
Well, we're making gumbo. And Carrie and Jimtown's store are making corn muffins with sweet pepper jelly. Am I right? Sweet pepper jam.
And you have some of that sweet pepper jam and some cheese here. We're gonna taste that in a little bit.
Taste. And Jeff Maul from Zen is making red beans and rice.
One of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, it's a staple. SRJC is contributing. There are many ways to pronounce it. I'm going to say pralines. Some people say pralines. But that's what we're going to have.
Oh, pralines. Yum. Mm.
And I think somebody's pouring wine.
Mm-hmm.
Dandy Cutter at Duck Soup is pouring wine. And somebody else
and a few others
wine.
As well. I think it's on that program.
Let's see. Who is pouring wine? We have
moment.
Dry Creek Valley, Sangiovese.
That's from Duck Soup.
Yeah, that's from Duck Andy. Soup. And then we have Russian Heel, Gail Ann's Vineyard Chardonnay. And Optimus Creed, McDowell Sauvignon Blanc. Optimus Creed I have not heard of. And I know Russian Hill Estate quite well, and of course Duck Soup. So great!
I think it'll be a great night.
Uh-huh.
It's
going to
be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us what you two do at Worth Our Weight?
I am the front house manager. I keep track of everything that happens in the front house, such as taking orders, making sure everyone is happy. Just make sure everyone gets what they need.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for a year. Uh-huh. It's been all right. It's been a lot of fun. I've had so much. I've learned so much, you know, doing the front house, just going through the whole process of...
We're getting the hang of it pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's your role there, Nick?
I'm the sous chef there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and basically do most of the cooking there, Saturday, Sunday brunch, and just manage anything that doesn't get managed by the manager, or I'm part of the manager crew, so... Uh-huh. And there's three of us. And
on the management team?
Yeah, on the management team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically make sure all the work gets done and mm-hmm. and cook the food.
Now, had either of you worked in the restaurant business before?
Have not, no.
Yeah, I have.
You had? Okay.
I've been working, since I was about 12 years old, I'd say. Started off washing dishes
uh-huh.
in Grayton and then
came in Grayton.
Out, yeah, okay. At a restaurant called Passion Fish, I think it was.
Oh, right.
That was a while ago. It closed down. Uh-huh. But then came out to Santa Rosa and started working for another company. And I worked for them for about 8 years and then came to WOW. And
doing good.
Now it's the best place I've been since, well, forever, I guess.
Okay, well, we're going to take a little musical break and come back and talk about what WOW is doing that you can enjoy.
A one, a two, a one, two.
Yep, it's Mouthful. It's Michelle Jordan. Thanks for tuning in. I am here with Worth Our Weight and Evelyn, Executive
yes.
Director. Is that the title?
That's my title,
okay.
Yes.
Evelyn is Executive Director, Founder. And
President.
And President.
Yeah, I've got a lot of
Founder,
hats
President,
to wear.
And Executive Director of Worth Our Weight. Carrie Brown is one of the members of the Board of Directors. Worth Our Weight is a nonprofit organization. Of course, nonprofits always have a board, and we have two of the apprentices. We're going to talk a little bit about what it means to be on the board and what sort of outreach endeavors, you know, happen throughout the year. But first, let's talk about where you are and how the public can participate.
At Worth Our Weight?
Yes.
Well, we're open for brunch Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
They can participate in that way. We're open for brunch. We open at 9 a.m. And on Saturdays, we close at 2 and Sundays at 1. And that's the only time that we're open.
So no Friday nights anymore?
Well, we do Friday nights.
Dinners.
But yeah, we do Friday night dinners once a month, but we don't know which day of the month right now.
Okay.
We've gone from the first day of the month to the first Friday of the month to the third Friday of the month, and we haven't settled on one for 2010 yet. But
you'll let us know when you do.
Yeah, March 19th, we're going to have
Definitely.
An apprentice dinner.
Oh, you will March 19th?
Yes,
okay,
and we're doing
great.
An Indian feast.
Indian feast. It's
Indian
be good.
Feast. Mm. Oh, great. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're going to have Carrie Brown's favorite chutney, tomato chutney. And I don't know what else.
Okay. Just wondering if you were going to do doses.
We're not promising yet.
Okay.
But doses,
okay.
Doses are way up on the list.
Okay, cool. So you do those 2 days. And sometimes you do for special events, you'll do like takeout ribs and stuff.
Yeah, second Friday of the month, we do takeaway dinner.
Oh, second Friday. Okay.
Chicken and rib dinner.
Chicken and rib and sometimes tri-tip.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, we...
Probably the cheapest ribs found in Santa Rosa,
yeah,
I'd say.
Let Nick Definitely. Take it away, because he is the rib man.
But the most delicious.
Oh, yeah. They're at, what is it, $15?
$18.
Oh, okay. We had coupons out that one time. $18, and it's a whole rack of ribs, two sides, barbecue sauce, everything. And I've looked around, and I can beat prices like that for anywhere. And
we guarantee it feeds a family of four for dinner. Well,
wow. Now, does it come with sides or anything?
I love that you said wow.
And I wasn't. It was spontaneous. It sounds great. You're making me hungry.
It does come with two sides. It comes with a green salad or, you know, mashed potatoes. We do couscous and rice or, mm-hmm. you know.
Potato salad sometimes.
Coleslaw sometimes. Ever do coleslaw?
We haven't.
I love ribs and coleslaw.
We'll do that next time.
Yeah, yep. Yep, definitely.
I just do. I have to make a note to myself to both write up. I'll put it in the column, but I'll also come
We've got quite
get
a loyal
some.
Following for that.
Yeah, okay, great.
And we've got a loyal following for our brunches. And we're uh-huh. also at the farmer's market, the Vets building on Saturdays.
And what do you have there?
We have pastries, turnovers, galettes, help me out.
Scones. Sticky
brownies,
buns.
Sticky buns.
Sticky buns, yeah.
Nick's famous sticky buns.
Sometimes wild pies.
Sometimes what?
Pies.
And pies?
Yeah, apple season, we have the Gravenstein apple pies usually, so.
You get blackberries in season?
We get blackberries in season. We did individual Boston cream pies 2 weekends ago. They were gorgeous.
Wow. I did it again. I didn't realize.
We do it all the time.
Now I'm going to get embarrassed. So what is sort of the scope these days, the sort of the overarching concept and scope of Worth Our Weight and what you're doing?
Well, you know, it's structured as a culinary apprentice program for young people aged 16 to 24. To give them an entree into the world of the culinary world as a job. And so it's pretty much job training in the form of an operating cafe. Mm-hmm. So it's hands-on learning.
It's also our second home.
Second home by far.
I think it was last summer you did the music in the park thing at Juilliard Park?
Yes, we're going to do that again this year.
What is that called? Is that music
in the
park?
I think it's just music in the park at Juilliard Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we have a little stand there. Nick ran it last summer.
Okay, I probably saw you there.
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
Yeah. Yeah, it was it's a nice event.
It's a really nice event. City of Santa Rosa Parks and Recs Department puts it on, and we are a food vendor there.
There's one other food vendor.
Yeah. The coffee girls come and sometimes shaved ice. And
yeah.
We have shave ice?
There was shaved ice last summer, yeah.
Ooh, not the day I was there. But it's always on Sunday, and I can only go if Mouthful has been pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So I'll have to work in advance on
that. That's great, having the live music and having people just come out. It's a free concert.
And actually, I went twice, and one time changed my life.
And that group was?
No, it wasn't the music.
Oh, okay.
I was walking from getting something from Worth Our Weight back to the blanket where I was sitting with my friends, and I walked past a woman who had a long-haired black dachshund.
Oh, and that became...
And you're going to notice what's in the studio here tonight with us.
Is he sleeping?
It's a long-haired black dachshund. And this dachshund, I hadn't thought that much about dachshunds, so I was a little girl and had one. And I'd never seen a long-haired one before. And I saw it, and I kept going back. And this little one, she was, I think, six. She was actually from Sebastopol, and... There was supposedly a breeder, and they said this woman is known for the temperament, just this really sweet, mellow temperament of her dachshunds. And I found her website. I sent her an email, didn't hear back, went looking for the website, and it was gone.
Oh.
And so I'm thinking, well, maybe she got out of the business. She was out, I think, on Barnett Valley Road. If anyone knows about her, please, catsmilk@sonic.net is the email, because I would love to know the story. But I ended up discovering a little rescue long-haired black dachshund anyway. And I know I would not have had the thought in my head had I not gone to Music in the Park. So there you go.
And we'll be there this year.
Yeah, definitely. And you said some really great things. You had something with watermelon and feta cheese, I think.
Yeah, that watermelon salad. That's Joe's salad.
Yeah.
Joe's watermelon salad. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you remind us. We have to write these down, you guys.
You should not. Yeah.
We're going to do more sorbet and ice creams next year.
Oh, you are? Oh, cool. Great.
I think.
Great. How many apprentices do you have right now?
We never know because it changes from day to day.
Okay. Definitely revolving doors.
Okay. Somewhere around 12.
Okay. And does the program vary depending on the specific apprentice, or do you have sort of a whole sort of framework?
We all work together usually.
Mm-hmm. But there is higher skilled people that walk through the door, and so they do stuff that takes more skill, you know. So
and they teach each other, which is really
teach
important.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's really important.
Uh-huh. And then do off premises catering as well?
We do a lot of catering.
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay, talk about that.
We catered yesterday for a memorial service for someone. So it's all hands on deck when we cater and are open at the same time.
Definitely. We want as many people as we can during those times.
Uh-huh.
So
we're also trying to get a trailer put together right now. It's under construction, and we're going to take that all over Sonoma County and just try to sell stuff all summer long.
Do you mean like a taco truck kind of trailer?
No.
That kind of thing?
Well, like a fifth wheel, but... So, yeah.
But I mean, you'll be selling...
It's a vintage trailer. Yeah, we'll be selling out of it.
I saw the vintage trailer. Yeah. Oh, that's... Well, where are you in the process of restoring it?
Well, we got it the tire's pumped up and rolling now.
It's rolling. That's
we have
good.
Plans for it. We have, you know, written plans for it, but we have to do the actual physical work. And right now we're looking for a place to store it while we do the work.
Uh-huh. And is that something that is hard to get licensed these days?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, good.
We're not going to be cooking in it, so there aren't that many concerns with it. It's just holding and selling.
Right, holding.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, that's great. I love stuff like that. Street food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Street food's great.
Street food is wonderful. So, Carrie, how did you get involved on the board? And tell me about the board.
Well, I've known Evelyn for a good 20 years and followed her career and friendship. And about the time she finished with the, the camp, the probation camp.
Oh, yes, probation camp, period.
That episode. She started to talk about forming a school, and I thought, what a wonderful idea. How timely, how perfect. And I always have said, Evelyn, if I can help in any way, let me know. And she said, well, when we have the school and we form a board, you'll be on it. And I said, okay, fine. And that happened about 3 years ago, yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. And so we have a 6 currently on the board, and we meet once a month, and we try to support Evelyn in the program as best we can. And some of the board members are working with social workers and going to schools and giving presentations.
Oh, great.
Uh-huh. And some of the people are referred by foster care. Mm-hmm. They're young people that are
transitioning out.
So
one of the things you do then is outreach for the apprentices. Do you have to do a lot of fundraising?
Well, yes, we need a lot of funds. Let's put it that way. And so we want to pick the right ideas and ideas that resonate and for the right amount of money too.
Sure.
For affordable tickets. So that's what we're trying to do with this one.
Uh-huh. Well, this one we're going to take another musical break, and we're going to talk more about the benefit that's coming up, because I think it's something that everyone should put on their calendar and get their tickets right away.
Carrie, darling, Carrie, when I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die.
It's Mouthful here on KRCB. Thanks for tuning in. The benefit coming up on March 11th, Worth Our Weight. It's a benefit screening, The Untold Story of Black New Orleans, Faubourg, Treme. Sounds like a wonderful movie and lots of really good New Orleans food, wines paired with it. It is $25, which is a really good price. The screening is at 7:45 on March 11th. After the screening, there will be a Q&A period with the filmmakers, all for $25. Now, I want you to pay attention and do not call yet, but I'm going to give away a pair of tickets, or I shouldn't say I'm going to. The board of Worth Our Weight is going to give away a pair of tickets, and we will be doing that before the end of the hour. So I will give you the number and tell you when it is time to call, but don't call yet. Just get ready. And one of the ways I like people to get ready is to check your calendar. Make sure you can go. There have been so many times when I've given away tickets to events and the person hasn't realized that they're not available that day. And sometimes it's possible to pass them on, but sometimes, you know, they just sort of get lost. So make sure you can go and then get ready with that dialing finger. Again, let me just say real quickly what the food is going to be. Gumbo. What kind of gumbo? Do you know yet?
No.
Okay. I didn't think you would. I mean, being a cook myself, you know, this far in advance, how would I know? Red beans and rice, little corn muffins with spicy pepper jam, and Delice de la Vallée cheese, which Carrie is currently spreading on some croutons with some pepper jam. Pralines, I say it that way too, Evelyn, that is coming from the Santa Rosa Junior College. And then 3 wines from Duck Soup, Russian Hill Estate, and Optimist Creed. So I think this just sounds like a really, really great night. Now, when we were listening to music, y'all were mumbling about this guest chef possibility thing with the apprentices?
Oh, yes, because we do the apprentice dinner, you know, the one Friday a month, that I think it'd be very important for them to work with other chefs. And Josh Silvers from Syrah has volunteered to do one night.
I volunteered to do a night, remember?
Yeah.
When you first told
and
me
Michelle
that.
And Michelle Anna Jordan volunteered to do a night.
But I mean, just so you do, I mean, just, I would love to do a night.
We'd love to have you.
And there's, I bet there's so many people in the county who would love to do that. In fact, you know, there's Terrell Brunet. I can't volunteer him, but do you know Terrell?
I don't know Terrell.
I just ran into Terrell today. That's why I had a glass. Terrell and Neely. Neely had worked at on the floor at restaurant Eloise.
Oh, yeah.
Before it closed, sadly.
Oh, yeah, we miss Eloise.
Yeah, and they have moved back to Manhattan with their new baby girl.
Oh. I was afraid of
yeah.
that.
Anyway, Terrell was maitre d' at West County, very briefly. But he's also a chef. He's from New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he goes back. He does cooking demonstrations and programs with John Besh sometimes. And he's doing independent consulting and independent chef's work and stuff right now. I bet he would be great fun.
Great one for it.
And he's somebody who I'll send him an email about this event.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And so, Carrie Brown and Gemtown Stores volunteered to do a night with the
cool. Yeah. So I think this would be really fun and sort of a great way to get people who know that particular chef, but don't necessarily know WOW yet.
Exactly.
So sort of really expand the circle.
And in the same way, to get the apprentices working with other chefs so they learn things from other people.
Definitely. Sure. Sure. So what do you think?
What do I think about
April?
What? April.
I think it's a good idea.
You think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I always like to meet new people, especially. Yeah.
Now, are there chefs that you two have your eye on that you'd like to work with?
Not in particular. Any new kind of food that I learn how to cook is, you know,
every chef has
great.
His own way.
So, yeah, anybody from anywhere, all over the world, I'd love to cook with them.
Hey, well, let's make this international.
Let's make it. Let's make it happen.
And speaking of Carrie and Gemtown Store, let's shift the focus for a few minutes now and talk about Gemtown Store, because I know, let's see, we're coming up, oh God, on the first week of March. Mm-hmm. Oh, did that happen? So you're having a first.
I know. We are having a first Thursday wine bar, and actually it's our first of 2010, and we have two wonderful wineries that are connected to us, to Gemtown, our neighbors, actually. Mercury Wines. This is a project that Jay Cox, my next-door neighbor, is doing with Brad Beard. And they've actually opened a little tasting room in Geyserville. So we're going to taste four of their wines, a 2009 Gewurztraminer and a 2008 Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir and an 08 Carneros Pinot Noir and something called The Messenger from 2005. And so really stylish wines, different, not the usual. And also my dear neighbor, well, he's actually... I don't think he's a neighbor anymore, but Steve Domenicali is going to come and pour two of his wines. He has been one of the vineyard managers for Froy Carano for years and has been at Gemtown almost every day for the last 19 years. And he's making his own wine now with his wife. And so we're going to taste an 06. It's called the Magnificent Seven Zinfandel. And also another from 06, the Magnificent Seven Petite Syrah. And then shifting the focus to South County, we met this woman who has these beautiful ports in Petaluma. Have you come across her?
Yes, yes.
Ports, and she makes sherry and a vinegar that's kind of like a balsamic, but she calls it the Sonomic vinegar.
Right. Oh, yes.
Quite delicious. Sonomic. And so Chef Peter Brown, our chef, is going to make some foods to specifically go with these ports and sherries and vinegars and things. So that'll be really fun. And nice menu. So
tell us the menu.
Well, the way we do it is we usually have some nice stationary things like a Gemtown stand-up Green Goddess salad and beautiful antipasto.
It's a walk-around.
It's a walk-around, yeah. But then it's also lots of past food. So it's kind
of like
combination cocktail party and a bit of There's a bit of foraging that can go on, too. And let's see. So nice Liberty Duck consommé with little early spring vegetables and smoked tea. And Peter was practicing these the other day. Roasted clams with wild mushroom Sonoma mushroom butter. Well, they're Sonoma mushrooms that he foraged. And a little, what else? Oh, nice beef brisket on hand-cut tortilla chips with a tamarind chipotle barbecue sauce. Liberty Duck pate with pickled shallots. And then to go with the ports, little mini sun-dried cherry and gorgonzola scones and date stuffed with mascarpone and pistachios. And I also want to say that we're giving $5 from the door to Haiti, and it'll go to Mercy Corps. So I'm sort of tying that in together.
That's great. And how does one go? You have to call and make reservations?
Please to call and make the reservations.
Okay. And what's the cost of this,
and,
this one?
$35 in advance. And if you come that day, $40 at the door. Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to call in advance so the chef actually has an idea.
Has a clue how much to make.
Yeah.
Right.
It helps.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes, it helps. And I was at one... What was that in October?
We had Laura Catena from Argentina with some beautiful Argentinian wines.
And your sister,
I know,
tangoed.
She did a beautiful
she
tango.
Did? It was
Julie
amazing.
Did.
It, she
with
was
her
so,
friend Michael Farmer.
She was so good. It was just,
she loves to do it.
Yeah, you could tell.
And she's been to Argentina many times.
Uh-huh.
And to the milongas where they dance all night.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, it was a great surprise to have that. And it was Laura Catena, who's been on Mouthful, is just an amazing, amazing woman. And their wines, when I went on the tour that I did of Argentina, the Catena wines I thought were of Mendoza. They were so, the best Chardonnay I think I've ever. I'm not a huge fan of Chardonnay at all. And I just thought the Catena Chardonnay was phenomenal. Really, really good. So, and these,
Indeed.
You do, except for what, in the winter maybe, you do these bars every month.
Yes.
And you have them on the website.
We do.
And you have a Facebook page.
We do.
Talk about that, please.
Well, your assistant here was so kind to bring it up.
Yes.
We have a picture of the voodoo flag on the Facebook page.
It was beautiful than I expected,
voodoo
flag. So, no, I don't know with Facebook, if you're not a fan, can just anyone before they join go and look? Would you have to join?
I don't know either. About how our fans get to us on our Facebook page.
But I mean, if you're not a member of Facebook, can you look at things before you join?
I don't think you can.
Okay.
I think that you need to join.
You need to join. And it's easy to join. Mm-hmm. And you don't get junk mail from it.
No.
That's true.
You know, I joined a long time ago before, and just because somebody asked me to be their friend. And I liked them. I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So I joined, and it was painless and never got any junk mail. And now I have 415 friends. And I actually know some of them. Well, you know, you get these requests and, you know, somebody's going to write a book on the etiquette of Facebook, I think.
I'm sure.
Because, like, do you say yes to anybody because they want to be your friend and that's a nice thing? Or do you have rules like, I'm only going to be friends with people I actually know? And I have this one friend of mine, she is ruthless. She'll friend somebody. And if she doesn't get an update from them, you know, say within a week, if she doesn't interact with them on Facebook, she boots them off. She only has friends that she actually actively interacts with. And then some people I hear purge. You know, they'll go through and they'll post something. They say, I don't want anyone to get upset, but I'm unfriending everyone I don't actually know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tough.
I think it's ridiculous, really. I don't really like Facebook, MySpace.
MySpace.
The thing I've liked about it for me is, promotion. First of all, I have a Mouthful page and I can real quickly say, Evelyn and some of her apprentices are coming on tonight, mm-hmm. and have a link to your website. To update my own website, it's technically more difficult and I don't do it. I mean, mm-hmm. I have to set aside 3 weeks to really work on it. So it's very immediate. And I use it primarily because I have a music show. And so I use Facebook primarily to update what I'm doing that particular week.
Right.
And if it wasn't for those two things, I probably then wouldn't be attracted and do other things on it.
But it's instant. Right. It's instant. And that's the great thing about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's instant. And I have run into I have a new agent, because a new literary agent, an old friend.
Wonderful.
Who I didn't know had become an agent, hadn't talked to him in 10 years. And it's like, oh, hi, Andy, where, you know.
And you found him on Facebook? Friend.
Yeah, we reconnected on Facebook. It right and it's there. Like, hey, what are you doing? He says, I'm a literary agent. And they're, wow. And I'm a writer. Let's have lunch.
It's good networking.
You know, it's good for networking.
It's good to, exactly. Yeah. To keep in touch.
So you can go to Facebook. You can just, you know, write in Jimtown Store and you'll get there. I know once mm-hmm. you're on Facebook, you will get there with, and it'll say, do you want to become a fan and why not? But you can see the picture of this incredible voodoo flag.
It's beautiful. It's
gorgeous. Sequins and... It's wonderful. And again, it's almost time for you to have your pens out to write everything down. I want to talk just a little bit more about Worth Our Weight and other community outreach. I know on the Worth Our Weight website you have, you know, hey, you can make a donation.
Right.
You know, you have a physical place. You have a building.
Yep.
So you need an infusion of cash mm-hmm. all the time.
All the time.
All the
time. It's funny how that works.
Yeah. It's like a dog needs to go for a walk. Wow. Every day. Okay. You need money every day.
Basically, we rely on people's donations just to keep the place going.
And so how do people out there in the community who haven't found you yet, how do we get them to know about you? What sort of other out? I mean, they'll see you at...
They see us at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. They'll hear us on your show.
Okay. And sometimes you're on KSRO's The Drive.
Yes. And
movie theaters. We're trying to get an ad in the movie theater
right
now.
Yeah, we are. At the Roxy.
Oh, great. What a great idea.
Mm-hmm. We think that would be great.
That's a great idea. Now, you also do, and you've done this not as something, not as a program of WOW, but you do an annual Christmas. The holiday meal. Yeah.
To which everybody contributes.
Crazy Christmas.
As well. Crazy Christmas, Nick calls it.
You know, I delivered for the first time this year.
It was so nice to have you.
It was really, I love doing it.
It was definitely an experience.
I only had one meal to deliver.
We only let you take one meal. You know why?
Oh, I thought you could take two.
No, people like to take more because they think it makes sense to drive, if they're going to be in their car, to drop off more meals. But my feeling is that people, the families that we're delivering to, needy families, sometimes it's... elderly people who are alone and don't see people very often. Mm. And so I like for the delivery drivers to be able to have the time to either help somebody put their meal away or just to sit and talk with them, because you don't ever know what kind of situation you're walking into. And sometimes the delivery drivers are overwhelmed by the need of the family.
Oh, what a great thought. Into.
So I know that Carrie's sister and brother-in-law delivered 1 year, and they sat with the lady because they put her she was overwhelmed by getting the gift of this meal, even though she did expect it. It's quite a large gift. And she just didn't know what to do. And so they sat with her and they talked to her and they put the food away for her and had this really emotional interaction. And when you're in that state, you can't just jump in your car and go drive someplace else.
Oh, that makes total sense.
So,
wow, I had not thought about that aspect of it. But, you know, I've had people from Meals on Wheels on Mouthful before, and that's one of the things they talk about, that some people, that's really their social interaction.
Right, right.
So that's a great thought. How many people did you feed this year?
591.
Wow.
Biggest ever.
Biggest ever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What was it like for the two of you working on that?
It was definitely an experience with all of the volunteers coming in and giving a helping hand. Making
like
all
to
the
thank
food.
Thank them too, by the way.
Yeah, thank everyone for coming in. It was really awesome working and making all the food for everyone, seeing it getting taken out. There wasn't a lot of problems. Everything was really smooth. It was an experience for itself.
Mm-hmm. You know, masterful organization goes into it.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was there when I saw. Let's see, was it? Was it Malcolm? Mm-hmm. Malcolm with his clipboard, who's driving, and just this huge line of cars.
Coordinating the drivers.
Yeah.
And then the 3 days of prepping and cooking ahead of time where, you know, Christmas Eve, I actually spent the night at the restaurant because we just don't have the cooking space to do everything. And we rented a stove, and Christmas Eve, Nick was outside at the rent-a-stove.
With two barbecues next to it, full of food.
So rent-a-stove there on the property?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
Had its a own beautiful parking thing. Slot.
Now, you know, I know you pretty well, Evelyn, and I know you're going to resist. I assume you're going to resist a little bit talking about this, but I want you to anyway. You got a really great, great award from the city of Santa Rosa because of these dinners. So would you tell us about that, please?
I'm not going to resist. It's 20 years, because 20 years is a milestone.
It is.
It's quite an achievement. And so I have organized these dinners for the last 20 years, and this was the 20th year of what I call the annual holiday meal. And so I was nominated for a City of Santa Rosa Merit Award, and I'm pleased to be acknowledged in that way. I guess. Yeah, I do resist a little bit. I am pleased to be acknowledged, but, you know, there's so many things that people are doing, very deserving people. And to get an award, I guess, you know, it's a little bit emotionally overwhelming. It's quite nice.
It was presented by the Board of...
City Council. Okay. Yeah, and the council chambers. Uh-huh. So it's very nice to get the award. It's very nice for the uh-huh. recognition. And I'm pleased.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people help. People make donations. People volunteer their time. But this wouldn't happen without you. And it's a completely independent effort.
Yes,
you didn't go out and get corporate sponsors.
I don't allow corporate sponsors. Yeah. I don't allow businesses to donate unless they're businesses that are friends of ours, like Carrie's a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Because so many people ask, you know, in the restaurant business, you get requests for donations all the time, all the mm-hmm. time, all the time. And so this began as showing the power of what a circle of friends can do. Just if you call your friends and say, listen, I want to do something to help somebody, let's all get together and cook a meal. And you take the meal to a church or a neighbor, because there are forgotten neighbors. You know, mm-hmm. there are people that are not noticed, and they're by themselves. And it just started as a very small thing. Well, my idea was that it was going to be a small thing, mm-hmm. but even from the very first year, I think the very first year we fed 75 people.
And that's a lot of people.
And how do people who need this meal, how do they find you?
Well, we just put the word out. Uh-huh. We put it in, you know, we send the column, the notice to you. We have a list of, quite a list of people who volunteered over the years now. So I send out an email and I say, if there's anybody that you know that needs a meal, mm-hmm. would enjoy the gift of a holiday meal, let us know. And then the phone starts ringing. And now we have people who just call. They have our number, and they've received the meal the last couple of years, and uh-huh. they just call and they tell their friends.
Uh-huh.
Can I say something about the meal?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just a meal.
No,
it's not just a plate of food. Evelyn has this idea that it should be a generous gift. It's mm-hmm. Enough food so that you could invite your friends over, or that you could eat for a week. And so when we pack these dinners up, it's a whole ham, it's a whole turkey, it's a tray of beautiful roasted vegetables mm-hmm. and salad and on and on. And then there are gifts. Yeah. And she finds out whether or not this family has children, if they're boys or girls, and people donate all kinds of beautiful wrapped presents. And so it literally is like this amazing Christmas.
Yeah. It really is.
Abundanza of generosity.
The one that I took was in West Sebastopol, and I had, you know, a big plastic container that was so heavy I actually could not lift it.
Oh yeah, most of them were.
And it was somebody put it into my car, and then when I got it there I had to take things out, and there were three adorable little kids outside, and there was a picnic table. So I just started moving things on to the picnic table, and Mom and Dad came out and started getting things, and they were completely overwhelmed by how much food there was. Just
everybody should
amazed.
Everybody should be wealthy in the holiday season.
You have to have
those
turkey sandwiches the next day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're getting close to the end of our time, so I want to review everything because we have a lot going on. Let's start with the Haitian Voodoo Flag Raffle. Again, all the proceeds go to Mercy Corps to benefit Haiti. Tickets are $2 for $5. You can see a picture of the Voodoo flag at the Jimtown Store Facebook page. And JimtownStore.com is your website, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can go there and just check out Jimtown Store. And you will be selling tickets up until March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will draw at the... Can I have a party for the drawing?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. So check it out. Jimtown Store is up on Highway 128, 6706. Pretty much impossible to miss. The phone number, 1212. That's 433-1212. And again, it is Jimtown. Oh, it's not Jimtown Store. It's Jimtown.com.
Jimtown.com.
Yes.
Sorry.
I was wrong. And then that's also the number, 433-1212, to make reservations for the First Thursday Wine Bar taking place this coming Thursday, $35 in advance, $40 at the door. But these things, they really sell out.
They do.
You know, if you wait to buy your ticket, it's not exactly spur of the moment unless you call ahead and say, hey, I'm coming. So that's the number to call for them. And then for the Faubourg Treme, The Untold Story of Black New Orleans, for that screening, you can get tickets.
Worth brown our paper tickets.
Oh, brown paper tickets. Okay.
Right. And worth our weight. And the Jimtown Store.
Okay.
And the Rialto.
And the Rialto.
And the Rialto. And the Rialto, of course, is there on Summerfield Road. The tickets are $25. Would be great to sell this out in advance.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
But how many people will that theater hold?
270.
270.
And, you know, this is a gift, a generous gift from the Rialto Cinemas Lakeside.
They're so generous to the community. They really are. And it's not just the screening of the movie. It's a question and answer period with the filmmakers afterwards. And it's also really good things to eat. Gumbo, red beans and rice. Little corn muffins with spicy, and that's pepper jam is really good. I love pepper jam and cheese and pralines and wine. So are you going to eat before the movie?
Before the movie.
You know, one of the things that's so great about that and so great about the Rialto, you can sit there watching a movie with a glass of wine in your hand.
And we're having real glasses, thanks to Shauna Davis.
Oh, that's great. We've done that with Mouthful. And it's just so civilized to sit back and have a glass of wine as you watch a great movie. So that's $25 per person. It's a deal. And we are going to give 2 tickets away. And you can call when... Albert, can we do this when we just start the outro music? Yes, we can. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to thank my guests, and then I will give you the number, and I think we will give it to the very first caller. So I want to thank Nick and Daniel, two members of the three-member management team at Worth Our Weight, Evelyn Cheatham. Gosh, it's so hard to see you. We have to be on the radio together to see each other. But in any, it's great to see you.
Thanks for
having
us.
And I hope you have a fabulous 2010, and I will see you. And I do hope you start those chef and apprentice dinners. Don't call yet. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a fabulous wine dinner, and really have a great time with that. I hope the Haitian Voodoo flag raffle is hugely successful. I'm definitely taking some tickets. And now, for the first caller, as soon as the music starts, 584-2020. Have a great week. Meet me back here next Sunday at 7 for another yummy episode of Mouthful, the wine country's most delicious hour. You can call now.